Hope everybody is doing well. We're now going to learn the second Mishnah of Masechet Avot, Mishnah Bet. The Mishnah begins by citing a citation of Shimon HaTzadik. It's a Shimon HaTzadik Hayah Mishairei Knesset HaGdola. He's one of the last survivors of the Great Assembly. And before we talk about the content of what he actually says here, I think it's important to discuss a description that the Mishnah uses in talking about Shimon HaTzadik. It says again that he's one of the last survivors of the Great Assembly. The Rav doesn't use this exact example, but he speaks in a different context about the idea that you have sort of survivor scholars. So you have people who themselves may be physically living in one space, but existentially, emotionally, spiritually, they're very much connected to a long lost world. So to think about a practical modern example of this, you can have a great scholar who survived the Holocaust, who had met with the Chafetz Chaim, who had been connected to the great yeshivas of the past. So even though he may live in New York, he may live in Jerusalem, he may live in Los Angeles, wherever he is, and he very much sort of experiences the world in 21st century or 20th century terms, so when you talk to him, you realize that he really is part of this group of survivors, people who are connected to a great system of yeshivas, a world of European gedolim, who are unfortunately no longer with us. So again, the description of Shimon HaTzadik is a similar model, that even though he's somebody who's living with the Tanaim, so he is sort of connected to the world, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, and he's somebody who can sort of, you know, recall that history, tell the story, give a sense of what life was like in the time of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. The Mishnah continues by saying, Hu Hayah Omer. And here the Bartanur points out that whenever you have in the Mishnah the phrase, Hu Hayah Omer, basically what that's saying is that this was sort of the primary or the very regular teaching of the specific Tana, right? To use contemporary terminology, this was basically the hashtag of the Tana. This was sort of the core message that he really wanted to get across. So when it comes to Shimon HaTzadik, it says here that the core message that he wanted to get across was the idea that Al Shloshah Dvarim Ha'olam Omed, that the world exists because of three things, Al Torah Val Havodah Val Gemilut Chesedim, because of Torah, because of Avodah, and because of acts of Chesed. So here you have a dispute among the Rishonim, among the Mefarshim, as to what exactly each of these phrases means. So for example, the Bartanura says that when it says Torah, it's referring to the receiving of the Torah, right? That had the Jewish people not received the Torah, so in a certain sense, the world would have ceased to exist. The Torah is so fundamental to what it means for the world to be in existence that had the Torah not been given, the world would have not continued to function as we know it. That's one model. The Tosfot Yom Tov disagrees, and he says it's not about the revelation of the Torah per se, but it's about learning Torah, right? That learning Torah is so critical that, again, that it's one of the foundational pillars of human existence. In terms of avoda, so the Bartanura thinks that avoda means the avodat ha-korbanot, that it's about the sacrificial system. And he continues and says that gemilut chasadim is about acts of chesed, basically. It's about bikur cholim, it's about nichum aveilim, about kivrei meitim. So according to the model of the Bartanura, you basically have Torah referring to the giving of the Torah, Avoda referring to the sacrifices, and Gemilut Chasadim referring to acts of Chesed in general, specifically Nichum Aveilim, Bikur Cholim, and Kivrei Meitim. The Tosfot Yom Tov basically agrees, but is one caveat, which again I'll reference here, is that Torah doesn't mean specifically the giving of the Torah, but it means the learning of the Torah. Right? What the Tosfot Yom Tov discusses about Avoda and Gemilut Chasadim, we'll hold off on that for now. Now, the Tiferet Yisrael actually reads the Mishnah quite differently. The Tiferet Yisrael says that Torah, Avodah, and Gemilut Chasadim aren't specific examples, meaning what they represent, they're sort of representative examples of much larger genres. So if you look at the Tiferet Yisrael, the way he articulates it, he says that Kol Olam Kolam Hatana Bidvarav, the Torah hi Ha-Haskala, right? That basically, when it says Torah, what Shimon HaTzadik is referencing here is wisdom in general, right? That wisdom in general is so central. And Torah is sort of representative of the larger search for wisdom. When it comes to Avodah, it's talking about Avodat Hashem Lishmor Mitzvotav. It's not necessarily just the Korbanot, but it's about our general posture vis-a-vis ritual commitments and ethical commitments. And the third is Gemilut Chasadim, Hi Chiyuvo L'Chaverav, right? It's our responsibility to our friend. Now, if you expand on what the Tiferet Yisrael is saying here, then he basically understands that Shimon HaTzadik is making a fundamental claim about the nature of existence, right? That what is life ultimately about? The first thing it's about is Torah, is knowledge, is wisdom, right? That we have a responsibility not only to engage in Torah learning, but to further wisdom in every sense of the term. The second model is the avoda, because it's not sufficient for Torah to be an abstract discipline. Right? I always tell my students that ideas must matter, right? That there's a certain sense that ideas have to mean something. And it's not sufficient for somebody to just learn in the intellectual abstract and not realize that that learning actually is supposed to impact the world in real world terms. In fact, it says in the Gemara that anybody who learns without any desire to implement it, it's as if it would have been better off had he not been created. Because again, the whole purpose of knowledge is to make a difference in the world. And therefore, the second principle here of the avoda is not only Torah in the intellectual abstract, but it's also about making a difference in real world terms and making sure that knowledge actually impacts the world positively. And the third model is the gemilut chasadim, right? Which again, the first two, in a certain sense, can be fairly self-centered. A person can be deeply impacted and invested by his own learning. Person can be deeply interested and engaged in his own ritual life. But unfortunately, that can lead to a self-centered posture where a person can say, you know what, religion is basically all about me. And therefore, the third model says, yeah, it's true you have to learn, you have to further knowledge. It's true you have to engage in mitzvot. But you also have to learn to think beyond yourself. And that's the centrality of Gemilut Chasadim, right? That the third, in a certain sense, colors the first two. It qualifies the first two. It reminds us that while Torah learning is critical and mitzvah observance is essential, at the end of the day, we have to be mindful of the fact that our own ritual life exists in the context of the klal. And we have that klal consciousness, we're aware of the fact that binam l'chaveiro, the gemilut chasadim, is also one of the three pillars of human existence. And therefore, the Tiferet Yisrael ends by saying that if you do all these three things, hanizhar b'gimel elu, yitromein v'yitnasei b'olam hazeh u'b'olam haba, right? That if you engage in all these three things, so you will be spiritually elevated both in this world and the next world. You'll be making a statement ultimately about what your life is about. Looking forward to continuing on to Mishnah 3.